Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of BigBear.ai, ticker symbol BBAI, a company that's been making waves in the AI and machine learning space, particularly with its focus on decision intelligence solutions. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, sell, or hold, especially after some recent volatility, stick around because we're breaking it all down for you. Let's get started. So, first things first, why are we talking about BigBear.ai? Well, this is a company that's positioned itself at the intersection of AI and critical decision-making, serving industries like defense, border control, and even airport biometrics. But with a stock price that's taken a beating recently, down nearly 35% in the last month alone, and mixed Q4 results, there's a lot to unpack. I'm going to walk you through their business, financials, valuation, and more to help you figure out if this is an opportunity or a warning sign. If you find this analysis helpful, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Let's start with a quick overview of who BigBear.ai is for those who might not be familiar. Based in Columbia, Maryland, BigBear.ai specializes in artificial intelligence and machine learning solutions designed to help organizations make real-time decisions. They operate in two main segments, cyber and engineering, and analytics. Their tech is all about aggregating and synthesizing data to provide actionable insights, and they've got a strong foothold in government contracts, particularly with defense and national security clients. With about 630 employees and a market cap of around $1.52 billion as of the latest data, they're a smaller player in the tech space, but they're targeting some high-growth niches. Now, let's talk revenue. Looking at their full-year 2024 numbers, BigBear.ai brought in about $158.2 million, which is a slight increase from $155.2 million in 2023. Not explosive growth by any means, but it's steady. What's interesting is their focus on specific segments, like reportable solutions, which accounted for the entirety of that revenue in 2024. They've been diversifying their portfolio beyond just defense lately, with expansions into areas like airport biometrics through their Veriscan tech at major hubs. That said, their heavy reliance on federal contracts, while a stable revenue source, does limit their upside if government spending tightens. I'd love to see more breakdown on geographic or product-specific revenue, but the key takeaway here is that growth is slow and diversification is still a work in progress. Moving on to their earnings, the latest Q4 2025 results were a bit of a mixed bag, and the market wasn't thrilled. Stock dropped significantly post-earnings. They reported a loss of 4 cents per share, which was actually slightly better than the expected loss of 5 cents, but revenue came in weaker than anticipated. For the full year 2024, net income was a staggering loss of $295.5 million, compared to a loss of $70.7 million in 2023. That's a massive widening of losses, driven by high operating expenses and some one-off costs. EPS for 2024 was negative $1.27, reflecting the tough profitability picture. On a brighter note, their gross profit margin sits at about 22.3%, which isn't terrible for a tech firm, but they've got a long way to go before turning consistent profits. Management has highlighted a focus on transforming their financial foundation for acceleration in 2026, so keep an eye on whether they can execute on that. Let's dig deeper into their financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet for 2025, BigBear.ai has $87.1 million in cash and cash equivalents, a solid jump from $50.1 million in 2024. Total assets stand at $894.5 million, while total liabilities are at $282.7 million, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.04, which is pretty low and suggests they're not over-leveraged. However, retained earnings are deeply negative at negative $865.5 million, reflecting years of accumulated losses. Looking at cash flow, operating activities used up $41.9 million in 2025, while free cash flow was negative $42.5 million. They're burning cash, which isn't ideal, but they did raise significant capital through financing activities, $691.3 million in 2025, which gives them some runway. The challenge is turning that cash into profitable growth. Their current ratio of 1.78 shows they can cover short-term obligations, but the net profit margin of negative 230% is a glaring red flag. They need to control costs and boost revenue efficiency if they want to stabilize. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of 425 cents, BigBear.ai has a price-to-sales ratio of about 11.94, which is quite high for a company that's not profitable. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at negative 5.19, reflecting those ongoing losses. Enterprise value is around $1.46 billion, and when you factor in their free cash flow yield of negative 3%, it's clear the market is pricing in a lot of future growth that hasn't materialized yet. Compared to the broader information technology services industry, which has an average PE of about 27.1, BBAI looks expensive on a sales basis, but obviously can't be valued on earnings right now. The high beta of 3.25 also means this stock is extremely volatile, more than three times the market's risk, so it's not for the faint of heart. I think the valuation hinges on whether they can deliver on their AI-driven growth story, but right now it feels a bit speculative. All right, let's break down BigBear.ai through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, they've got a niche in defense and border control, with specialized AI solutions that give them a competitive edge in government contracts. Recent acquisitions, like AskSage and CargoSeer, are expanding their capabilities, and their focus on airport biometrics could be a scalable growth pillar. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on federal contracts makes them vulnerable to budget cuts, and their profitability is nowhere in sight. Net losses are ballooning. For opportunities, increased defense spending and the growing demand for AI in decision-making could be massive tailwinds if they position themselves well. They're also diversifying, which could open new revenue streams. But the threats are real. Macroeconomic pressures, equity dilution from capital raises, and intense competition in the AI space could weigh them down. Their path to profitability remains uncertain, and that's a big risk for investors. Let's take a look at their recent stock performance. Over the past week, BBAI is down 7.4%, and over the last month, it's taken a brutal 35% hit. Zooming out, the stock is down nearly 30% over 3 months and almost 49% over the past year. That's a rough ride for shareholders. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up about 10% over the last year, BigBear.ai is significantly underperforming. Looking at the chart, there's no clear bottom yet. Momentum is bearish, and with high volatility, any short-term moves could be risky. If you're a trader, you might see some bounce potential if positive news hits, but for long-term investors, this chart screams caution until we see stabilization or a catalyst. So what's the verdict on BigBear.ai? Let me wrap this up for you. On one hand, they've got a compelling niche in AI for decision intelligence, with exposure to defense and emerging areas like airport biometrics. Their balance sheet isn't over-leveraged, and they've got cash to play with after recent raises. On the other hand, profitability is a distant dream. Losses are widening, revenue growth is sluggish, and the stock's volatility is off the charts. For long-term investors, I think BBAI is a high-risk, high-reward play. If they can execute on their 2026 outlook and turn the corner on profitability, there's upside. But right now, it's speculative, and the market's lack of confidence is evident in the price action. I'd probably hold off or keep this as a small position until we see clearer signs of improvement. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on BBAI. If you enjoyed this deep dive, smash that like button, subscribe, and hit the bell for more stock analyses. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.